I really, really want to thank God because God made it possible. The first thing I saw when I come, just like Pastor said, church unusual, I saw the great giant usher. And he stopped me by the door. In my heart, I wanted to say, you don't know who I am. He said, wait here. He even said, if you want to sit down here. I said, something must be happening this morning. And when I stepped in, I saw my pastor looking wonderful. I use the word lepacious. Bow tie and everything. I said, something must be happening. Something said in my heart, it's because of the fasting. Come and see him after the fasting. I said, nah. And I saw the way we were praying, and I said to myself, something must be happening in the spirit. Then all of a sudden, pastor started leading some prayers and started doing some unusual things. As a matter of fact, he almost preached half of my message. I just said to myself, let me cuckoo come and give you the laptop so that you can complete the message. It shows, how many of you remember what I told you some times ago, that when I'm going to minister somewhere, God said, I said, I don't want to go because I just want to go. I want to go because you sent me, and I want to go because you're there. They will lead my prayers. They will sing my song. They will do some few things, just like God has spoken to Moses, that this is what I will do, just to show that I am with you. And I saw the choir looking beautiful with your yellow dress and everything. And I said, this is awesome. And to now crown it all, the psalm we're going to read, they read it as well, Psalm 121. My eyes were filled with tears. When Pastor was leading and said we should sing the song, I said we must be following the same person, using one finger, two fingers. And I was like, Pastor, you're teaching my teaching. And I felt so hot. I was sitting down there. I had to look at the temperature. And I said, something is about to happen. I felt so hot, I have to be blowing myself. As a matter of fact, if it were possible, I would have removed my suit. But where I came from, when you remove suit and you remove tie, they said something must be wrong with you. So I knew in my spirit, something is about to happen. As Pastor said something, please, I beg you in the name of God Almighty, don't miss these 3 days. Don't miss these 3 days. Do not miss these 3 days. Whatever is going to cost you. That's why on Monday, tomorrow, 7 on the dot, I'm starting and I'm finishing 8, probably 8:15, because we're going to do the unusual. What is this program all about before I get into the word? When I was in Nigeria, once upon a time, I had a great vision. I saw myself going from nation to nation. I saw myself in the midst of crowd, and I shared it with my pastor. And my pastor said, God is taking you to nations. Just be prepared. And just be praying. And I kept on praying. And to the glory of God, all of a sudden, I met my pastor, our senior pastor, Pastor Bayo. And he came to Nigeria. I've never met him. And they said, I want to travel on mission. He said, oh, really? So he said, somebody is going to call you, and the person will follow up with you. And that person happens to be Pastor Andrew. And I looked at myself. Of all millions of people in Nigeria, why me? Why me? Then he doesn't know me. He said, I think you said maybe there are 2 or 3 people that was considered, but you were chosen. And when it was about time for them to get me visa to Belize, then they said they were not giving visa again, but I don't know how he did it. They gave me like 3 months visa. I have to send my passport to him. So when I got here again, and in the midst of all the mission works, I told my senior pastor, I said, this is what God is about to show us. I love when pastors encourage you. And he said, yes. He said, but we're not going to make it small. If this is what God has shown you, we're going to make it bigger. So we did a conference that was almost about 5,000. And he said, we're going to do it again. And to the glory of God, we had 100,000 that the Jew himself came. And this year, I said to God, I don't know what to write for my new year resolution, because we have prayed everything during the fasting, 12 days fasting. So I believe I am settled. I came on the second day that Pastor Ojo left. So that's why do not look at anybody. If you're coming to church because of Pastor, you're wasting your time. That's why I keep telling everywhere I go to, I said, when God is going to come, he's not going to come on New Year's Day. Because a lot of people go in into the church on New Year's Day because they want to enter into the new year. I always tell people from my own school of thought that when God is going to come, he's going to come on a Tuesday or Thursday when we have digging deep or prayer meeting that only the true believers are in the church. I said, when you want to know the numbers of the members of the church, don't come on a Sunday. Come on a Tuesday or Thursday. That's when you will know the strength of the church. I came on the second day of the prayer and Pastor Joe led the prayer that in February, everything God is going to do will be double. Sir, we're not in February already. I'm a in it. I came, Pastor Biodun also led and I held on to that. He said, confusion. Remember you said, well, why am I writing? I said, I was writing. I went back home and I was praying about it. New things. It's about to happen. So in this area, I was preparing for the mission and we're believing God for almost about 10,000 in Guatemala in April. And I saw the vision. And the Lord said, gather the people, let them praise me, let them read Psalms. And I could imagine if the people are shouting and reading Psalms and the heavens will open. And the Lord God Almighty himself will be moved. So I shared it with my pastor, Pastor Andrew. And he said, you know what? We're going to start here. And that's why I am believing God. As a matter of fact, somebody texted me. I have to ask Pastor Joe. He said, can I have the link of the church? When they saw the flyer, they said, oh, is this for Central America? I said, no. The Central America is not center now. It's in the points right now. We're not to tell people when I was in Central America, they were asking me to give them money. I said, no, please. I am not in America. I am in the Central of America. So there's no money here. So they asked me, what is the link? So Fem Foundation is in Central America right now as we're watching. And that email is still smaller. As a matter of fact, tomorrow and on Tuesday, I'm going to show you a video clip just for 1 minute of Pastor Andrew and a few other pastors on the mission field and to see what God is about to do. And a lot of people ask me, what is happening in this program? Because first time I put it online. And I say, I'm very happy to see my sister here. Pastor, hold her very well. She's a very good worker. So hold her. I celebrate you in the name of Jesus Christ. Then some people ask me, are you ministering here? What's going on here? Sam, can I come and play for you? I said, I'm not the pastor of the church, but I will tell the pastor. It simply means something is about to happen. This is what I used to tell people way back, wherever I go, when there is a program like this, please tell somebody. Invite somebody and said to them, come and see what the Lord is doing. You're not the one that will bring them. It is the power of God that will bring them. And I beg you, don't be late tomorrow. May the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Abundance of rain. Before anything can happen, before we can do the psalms, before we can read it, the message or this vision came unto me from the four lepers. Who were walking? The Bible says they were walking down into the city. If we stay here, we die. If we don't go, we will still die. So let us just go. And the Bible says as they were walking, I don't believe that they were walking alone. They must have been praying and speaking in tongues. And that's what we're going to do, that the heavens will be open. They must have been praying. They must have been chanting. They must have been doing something that made the people to feel or hear the like a crowd coming, and the Bible says they fled. And when they got there, they saw all kinds of blessings that they were not expecting. And I'm believing God that in these 3 days, what the Lord has done shall come to manifestation in the name of Jesus Christ. Not that what he will do is what the Lord has done, because we prayed in December for 12 days and we're still in the mood of fasting and prayer. He has done it already. We were praying on that day. I don't know if I shared it with you, that I wasn't expecting a job. I got the job. I was supposed to serve for 6 months. My boss called me January 2nd. That's how I remember Pastor Ojo. And he said, we can't wait till February again. You know what? We're going to make you a permanent staff. He said, we're going to make you a permanent staff. And I said, guess what? And I said, because I was like, after February, I have to see how I can renew this contract. But he said, let's go ahead. And I wanted to test him. I said, sir, I'm not ready for February that you're talking about. He said, when do you want to start?
Then I went back. I said, you better don't play with her. God has done it already.
So in these 3 days, whatever he has said he will do it in the name of Jesus Christ. I said he will do it in the name of Jesus Christ. My text will be taken from the book of Joel chapter 2. Because of time, thank God I have a few days, so I'm going to share it briefly. Joel chapter 2, verse 23. Joel chapter 2, verse 23. Joel chapter 2, verse 23. He projected for me, yes. He said, be glad then, you children of the Lord, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he had given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, the latter rain, in the first month. Brethren, what month are we right now? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Which means that whatever God has said in the 12 days of fasting and prayer that we have done, this is the month. It shall come to manifestation in the name of Jesus. So I want to say that when you are coming tomorrow or next tomorrow, this is what I did in Belize. When you're coming tomorrow or next tomorrow, if you're a tailor, bring your scissors. If you're a mechanic, bring screwdriver. If you're an engineer, whatever. If you're believing God for your green card, whatever, bring that paper that they told you about and let us see what God will do. What God will do. I'm going to run through the story of where I am taking my scripture from, the abundance of rain. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 36 to 35. It's a long story, but if you have time, please meditate upon it. You see, one thing about studying the word of God that people might say, I read it, but I'm not blessed, is because you're not looking for some specific things. Number one, when you're doing a Bible study, the first thing you should be looking for are the promises of God. Because God, the Bible said, God looked at everything to use to swear. He cannot. He said, I swear by my name. So if he has said it, he will do it. If he has spoken it, it will come to pass. Psalm 107, verse 20. Psalm 107, verse 20. Project it for me. Psalm 107, he said, he sent forth his word. Just speaking alone. He sent forth his word. And the word healed them. Not only healing, but the word also delivered them from their destruction. I pray for someone today. The word of the Lord will come to manifestation in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. In this story, it's so long story. Elijah said, and this is what motivated me. Elijah said, if I be a man of God, he said, there shall be no rain. And God backed up the word of Elijah. They were looking for him to kill him, to do so many things. But guess what? God protected him. But this is where we're going. Elijah now said to that man, he said to him, if you read down further, that as the Lord liveth, he said, I can hear the abundance of rain. Even when he has not seen it, he said, I can hear the abundance of rain. So I am also spiritually, I'm hearing the abundance of rain. I said, I'm hearing the abundance of rain. Financial rain in the name of Jesus. Material rain in the name of Jesus. Because God is going to do some awesome things. You see, the funny thing about this thing is that sometimes you're like, where is the rain coming from? That's why I said here, we have spiritual rain and we have physical rain. In 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 36, tell us the great drought in the land leading into the search of Elijah. And also talked about great challenges between Elijah and the God of Baal. You might have challenges now and then. And Elijah said to Ahab in verse 18, 21, chapter 18, verse 21, he said, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. I'm telling someone, this morning, as the Lord liveth, get thee up, eat and drink, there is abundance of rain to come in the name of Jesus Christ. I have come to challenge you today and to prove God himself that God is God, no matter what. And he will manifest himself in the name of Jesus Christ. And I tell someone this morning that you will look for me. You will look for your friends. You will look for pastor to tell them what Jesus has done in your life. There's physical rain. There's spiritual rain. Rain is defined to be water falling drops from the cloud or sky or heavens. This can lead to drought or flooding.
But the spiritual rain that we're expecting and we're going to be talking about can be referred to as blessings after a drought, or a symbol of God's love. A symbol of God's love. Now, I used to say many times I've experienced some things, and maybe I want to go out somewhere or something is about to happen and rain will start. When I was growing up spiritually, I now realize that it's a sign for me that God is saying, I am happy with you. I'm baptizing you. I am with you, to me. So that's why sometimes I hear people beside me and I almost want to like punch them. With all due respect, our people here, we even use the F word. What kind of F rain is this? Some people will even say, what kind of rain is this? When you're supposed to be thanking God. When you're supposed to be blessing God. Every day is a blessing. How many of you know that? Every day is a blessing. The fact that you are alive is a blessing. I was watching a documentary and the doctor said somebody was sick. What was his sickness? His eyelashes, he cannot blink again. So his eyes has to open for many hours, which was causing him a sickness. I said, really? And I cannot even remember my own, you know, just blinking even without me controlling it. May the Lord Almighty visit you in these 3 days in the name of Jesus Christ. How do I know? Genesis 7:4 tells us, I'm going to be reading very fast, so if you want to project it, you can, but I have it here. Genesis 7:4 tells us, for 7 days from now, I will send rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. And I will wipe out from the face of the earth every living creature I have made, because God was angry. So rain can wipe out all kinds of things, sickness, diseases, sin, whatever. Rain can wipe it out. Now I'm praying to God Almighty, as the Lord liveth, everything that is not of God in your life, in these 3 days, the rain of God will wipe it away in the name of Jesus Christ. Exodus 9:33, and Moses said to Pharaoh, then Moses left Pharaoh and went out on the city. He spread out his hands towards the Lord. The thunder and the hail stopped. And the rain no longer poured down on, because the Lord was about to move. Leviticus 26 verse 4 says, I will send you rain in its season, and the ground will yield its increase, and trees shall be fruitful. This is the season of the Lord for someone. God is sending you rain in the name of Jesus. God is sending you rain of prosperity in the name of Jesus. Rain of healing in the name of Jesus. Rain of abundance in the name of Jesus. Whatever you have been believing God for, I believe with you today that it shall come to manifestation in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 45 verse 8. Isaiah 45 verse 8. It said, you heavens above, rain down my righteousness. Let the clouds shower it down. Let the earth open wide. Let salvation spring up. Let righteousness flourish it. I, the Lord, have created it. Jeremiah 5:24 tells us, they do not say to themselves, let us fear the Lord our God, who gives us autumn and spring, rains in due season, who are sure of regular weeks of harvest. I am declaring to somebody in this year, regular week of harvest in the name of Jesus Christ. Job 37 verse 6, it says to the snow, fall on the earth, and to the rain, shower, be a mighty downpour. Joel 2:23 that we just read. Said, be glad, people of Zion, rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the autumn rains because he's faithful. He sends you abundant shower, because it's God Almighty. I am believing God that as the Lord liveth, even before you come tomorrow, testimony will be waiting for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Signs of rains. It can be windy. It can be cloudy. It can be stormy. Thunderstorm, lightning, seasonal. Those are signs. It simply means rain is coming. So when I came this morning and I was seeing the unusual, then I know it's about to rain. So when the man stopped me, I have to obey. Jokingly, I was saying inside myself, you don't know who I am, the Zona pastor, Pastor Andrew's brother. But when the pastor said, come here, I said, he said it himself. He said, church unusual. Church unusual. I am believing God that unusual things will happen in these 3 days in the name of Jesus Christ. So when it's about to rain, sometimes you feel uncomfortable. I remember when we were very young, our parents had to tell us, go and shut the windows, go and do this, go and do that. We're preparing for the rain. Now, let me also let you know that every time it rains, to some people, it's a problem. I remember when I was very young, growing up, way back home then, we sometimes pray that it shouldn't rain. Because when it rains, we don't have anywhere to go to. Living in an area whereby we have zinc as our roof, and it's leaking. It's leaking everywhere, it's flooded. You have to stoop like a bird like this, because everywhere will be flooded. So to some people, the rain might not be good. To some people, the rain is good. All is that it tells us the heaviness and the power of God. To some people right now, maybe in China or wherever, I used to watch it. I don't know why I love to watch it all the time on YouTube. The kind of flood. The flood with, in short, move a whole house. And I'm praying, Lord, please don't let us experience this kind of flood. Don't let us experience it. But spiritually, there is a flood that will lift you up, that people can see the glory of God in your life. People can see. That flood is a drought that destroys. People come to help them. But the spiritual blessing, the spiritual flood is the one that will lift you up, that people will be able to say, who is your God? Some people are sad when it rains. Some people are happy. Example, farmers, fishermen. Because when it rains, it brings peace. It brings calmness. When it rains, it changes the weather from hot to great. As a matter of fact, I used to tell people, I love the cold in the U.S. than in the hot. How many of you have people coming all the way from Nigeria? The first time my brother came all the way from Nigeria to see me, and he went to the toilet, and there was AC in the toilet. He said, do you put fan in the toilet? I said, no, it's just a central AC. He said, I can't tell you because of your wife. I don't know how to tell you. Everywhere I go to, there is AC, fan, and every. Can you please stop? I said, I can't stop it. It's central. He said, please, next time when I'm coming, just let me know if it is hot season or cold season, because I can't stand this cold. And I said, what if you go to somewhere like New York, New Jersey? What will happen? I'm believing God that God is going to do something great in somebody's life, that you will be able to say, Lord, this is too much, because you will be soaked. That's why we sang the song, it is raining all around me. I can feel it. Some of you are singing it anyhow. I don't joke with this man. I don't joke with him. Whatever he says I should do it. That's why I said to myself, in this little time I have, before going on mission or whatever, I am here 24/7. I don't joke with him. May the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's put our hands together and celebrate him one more time. I celebrate you too, Mommy Shade. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. So rain can bring a turnaround physically, spiritually. E.g. in 1 Kings that we just read, the rain brought a turnaround for the country. The rain of God in these 3 days will bring a turnaround for Faith Foundation in the name of Jesus Christ. I said in the name of Jesus Christ. In Luke chapter 7 verse 11 to 17, Luke chapter 7 verse 11 to 17, Jesus raised the widow's son. It was a rain that came that day. They were going to bury that boy. And Jesus had compassion. And Jesus said, no, you have walked into the rain, my rain. You are not going to bury that child. I decree to someone, you will not bury anybody this year in the name of Jesus Christ. So because they experienced the rain, they turned back. It brought a turnaround. When you experience a good rain, there's always a great harvest. And you will be so happy. You'll be so happy that this has happened. You'll be so happy that that has happened. So it's always a good time for the fishermen and also for the farmers, because they're going to plant. I remember my first agriculture, my first planting in my life. It was a beans. We had it in school, so I decided to do it. So I went home and they said in 3 days it's going to germinate. So I planted it. But before then they said let it rain, so that the ground can be very soft. So I did, and I put it there, and I was going to watch it every day. And all of a sudden, it started growing up like this. The third day, sprung up. The fourth day, the fifth day, the leaves was like praising God. And I was very happy. This is the blessing of God upon our lives, even though when we cannot see. But when it comes upon you, things will change. That's why if you're watching online, I want to beg you, I'm not saying it's a sin, but I want to beg you that you join us tomorrow because of what is going to happen. Because we're going to march here like those lepers, and the glory of God will fill the tabernacle in the name of Jesus Christ. John 10:10, the Bible says, the thief cometh to steal, to kill, but Jesus said boldly, he said, I have come to reign on you that you might have life. Not only in little, the Spanish people will say un poquito, but no, but in abundance. I love the word abundance. I love that word abundance. It simply means it's not little. That's why David said, my cup will run over. He said, surely, goodness and mercy. Surely simply means of a truth. So when you're reading the word of God, look for the promises of God. Challenge him. And that's what we want to do tomorrow. Challenge him with his word and see if he will not do it. Abundance of rain simply means heavy rain. Open heaven. This can be a heavy, thick drop and flooding rain. It is good for some people, like I keep saying. It might not be good for some people. It might be a flood or destruction to some people, but it's going to be a blessing for you in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to someone today that you will experience great rain of blessing in the name of Jesus. You will experience the glory of God in the name of Jesus. You will experience great harvest in the name of Jesus. You will experience breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ. Examples of those who experience the abundance of rain in the Bible, I'm moving quickly. Number one, Isaac. Genesis chapter 26, verse 12. The Bible says he sowed in the land and the rain of God came. Now, let me tell you one thing. He sowed a seed. But I want to beg you to do something. In these 3 days, just one of the days, sow a special seed. So a special seed. The first day I came here and pastor announced that we're building church, immediately I sowed it. Sow a special seed. Speak to your seed and see within these 3 days if there will be no result, if you believe. Sow a special seed. Listen, I always tell people, I tried as much as possible because of what is going on around the world, not to talk about finances or whatever. But there is no way you will not go there because it's there in the Bible. Give. I always tell people that when you come to church and you look and you bring out your money and you look at this, $5, most of you, you know where you have your $5, $20, and $50. So when it is time for offering, you know your $20. I heard about a joke, and the man was running after the usher. The usher said, what happened? He said, madam, I mistakenly dropped the wrong money. The usher said, "What wrong? Which wrong money? He said, I wanted to give $5, but I give $20. And the usher said, you don't enter. You cannot come out. He said, give me change. He said, we don't give change in church. We don't give change in the church. So, oh my God, it's the wrong money. How can you be saying you gave God wrong money? Who gave you the money in the first place? So that's why it's difficult for some people. So I used to tell people that when you give, you understand, it's from your heart. So when you give and you give what you can give her, but when you give out of comfort, then it's sacrifice. You know you're going home and you have $20 with you, and you don't have gas. And you're saying, Lord, I believe you. And you drop the whole $20. It's sacrifice. The Bible says, and Solomon said, he offered 1,000 burnt offering unto the Lord. I believe they must have said, King, let us help you. But he said, no, don't worry. It's between me and God. And after the last one, God said, permit me to say this in my language. Ujomiloju, you surprise me. He said, but because you have done this, I will also do what I've never done for anybody in my life. I will also do what I've never done. He said, there shall be no one greater than you. He said, because you have done that. And I believe it's the same principle that God used. The Bible says, for God so loved the world. He gave one and he's reaping the whole world. So in these 3 days, sow a great seed. I always tell people that the greatest seed I have sown for God is when I left my home. When my second born was almost 1 year old. And I didn't see him for almost about 3 years, 4 years. And after I saw him, every time I called home, he used to call me uncle. And when I saw him, he said, you're the uncle we used to speak with. I said, my Lord, my son calling me uncle. But I made a covenant with God. If I don't see my family, Lord, take care of them. And they will see me alive. Every time I go out, Lord, I'm going out alive. I'm not coming back dead. That's the covenant. You need to have a covenant with God. And I pray in these 3 days, your seed will speak for you in the name of Jesus Christ. I said, your seed will speak for you in the name of Jesus Christ. This year, 2022, there shall be abundance of rain upon the land, upon the church, upon our homes, upon our businesses, upon our works, in the name of Jesus Christ. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, it will be a great year of harvest for us in the name of Jesus Christ. Our eyes will see the great and the goodness of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Your mouth will sing new songs in the name of Jesus Christ. The rain is coming. Get ready. The rain is coming. Get ready. I said, the rain is coming. Get ready. Now I want to beg you, in these 3 days, whatever you want to bring, I read something about, I don't know if it is real or not. They said there was a drought in this city, but all of a sudden they said a tanker is coming. And everybody came with one little thing or whatever, and they came with tank, they came with bowl, but there was a little boy that came with a cup. And they asked him, is this what you want for the week or what you want? Do you know when this water is going to come back again? And he told them, this little cup, you're seeing a little cup, but I am seeing a bigger cup. Because this cup will not run over according to the word of God. But when you're coming, I want you to come with expectation. I want you to come with thank. I thank God that Pastor has laid the foundation. So it's not me, but God who has said it. And I'm believing God, get ready to be soaked. When he's saying that I can feel the rain, I can feel the wetness, we should play like children. I can see some people, most especially our sister, because, you know, I preach most of the time. That's why sometimes you see me this month, you don't see me next month, or it's because of work or whatever. But most of the time, when we are dancing to God, I always beg people, don't care about who you are in the presence of your God. Most especially our sister, with all due respect, when you're singing and the song is so, you don't want to sweat because of your Mary cake and pancake and everything like that. You should not be doing like this. Most especially our brothers, I said, when they wear expensive suit, tuxedo, they don't want to dress too much so that they will not, you know, I don't want to barrage or what. But when you are in the presence, the Bible says, and David danced and he was naked. The wife was laughing at him. And David said, it is the same dance that your father could not dance that God took away the throne from him. That's the dance I'm dancing. So when I come into his presence, I don't care who you are or whatever you are. I just want to worship my God. And when I come into his presence, I've not come to see anybody, but I want to see my maker. Because in his presence, there is fullness of joy. But let me tell you one thing. It's what you see that you can get. If you go and read that story very well, Elijah sent his servant to go and see if it's about to rain already. He came back. I'm sure the second or the third or the fourth time, the man would have said, if it was from my place, I went the first time, you said it's raining. He came back the fourth time grudgingly. Pastor, there is not. I'm still saying the same thing. I can't see anything. You might not be able to see anything right now, but God is doing something. You might not be able to experience it right now, but he's in the atmosphere. He went back the fifth time. He said, prophet, I'm still saying the same thing. People might not see what is happening around you now, but it shall happen in the name of Jesus Christ. Because those who are saying, who are you? As the Lord liveth, they will begin to say, how are you in the name of Jesus Christ? They are saying, who are you now? But they will join you to say, how are you? How are you doing it? How are you making it? It shall be a testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. A lot of people asked me then when I was still believing God for green card. They said, how do you travel? Believe me, I don't even know until they began to ask me, how do you travel? You don't even have green card or anything. I just travel. I don't even think about it. I remember in Cuba, when I went to Cuba, I was in already. I think I shared it with you when I was coming out. The woman looked at my passport and said, how did you come in? I said, through this gate now. I said, you're supposed to have visa, but you have just visa. You're supposed to have their own visa, but I have just ordinary American visa. Because it's the Lord's doing. It's the Lord's doing. I believe God that what he has said he will do it in the name of Jesus. For the past few days, just like Pastor said, he's been wondering. I said, it's the same thing. Pastor, the Spirit is one. It's the same thing. He said he's been wondering what God is about to do. On Friday, my lawyer called me all the way from New Jersey. I said, ah, Pastor Ayani. I said, ah, Happy New Year, Pastor Rupa, Lawyer Rupa. He said, yes. He said, I realized that you are due for national passport, or what do you call it? I said, really? I don't know that I've spent 5 years and I'm due for... He said, I'm willing to help you. I said, this can only be God. You know why she was willing to help me? Because when she helped me, she wasn't sure if to help me or not. But when she helped me for the first time without any delay, because when I was applying for the green card, I said, how long will it take? She said, well, roughly it takes one year, few months. But in 21 days, she was calling me on the mission field. He said, I don't know what you did. I don't know what, but I've never done this before. They called me that the green card is ready. And guess what? They didn't give me 1 or 2 years. They gave me 10 years. Now she's calling me. Out of the 10, I've spent 5. That you are eligible for nationality. So I was joking with her. I said, are you going to give me free of charge? She said, I'm not the government. I said, but they will give me free of charge. So thank God for the prayer Mommy Shade read this morning. That this era of Biden will favor me in the name of Jesus. This era of Biden will favor Faith Foundation in the name of Jesus. I see you going to places in the name of Jesus. I see you doing wonders in the name of Jesus. Because it has been declared that this is our year of great harvest. Our years of wonders. And I wrote it practically everywhere, as Pastor Andrew has declared. It is the year of the champions. And it's only, the Bible says, the kingdom of the Lord survive violence, and the violent shall take it by force. Don't let anyone take your blessing. Don't let anyone take your opportunity. I've shared it before as a round off. A man said, God bless me. When God was about to bless him, he was not in church on that day. And God sent someone to bless him. And when he was not in church, they gave it to somebody. And the next week, they saw him, still remaining the same. What happened to you? Why were you not in church last week? He said, because my slippers caught. The enemy will use everything to derail you. That's why the Bible says, put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to withstand, the wiles of the enemies. You will not be a victim in the name of Jesus. You'll be a victor in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voices unto the Lord as we rise on our feet. We're going to project Psalm 121. Now, this is what you're going to do for me and for the Lord. When you can hear your neighbor reading, then you're not reading. When you can hear your neighbor praying, then you're not praying. You're going to read it out with every breath in you from verse 1 to the last verse. That's why I want us to read it together looking at this place. Because some people's translation, you'll be wondering, am I reading from the same place? When some people are reading King James, you're reading maybe CIB or whatever. Are we ready? So you're going to read it from the top of your voices in the name of Jesus Christ. Are we ready? And media people, I need you to make it as fast as you can. 1, 2, go. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord, which made the heaven and the earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that kept Israel shall not slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve me from all evil. He shall preserve my soul. The Lord shall preserve my going out and my coming in from this time forth, even evermore, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's put those hands together for the Lord. Lift up your voices on the Lord and say, Father, Father, visit me in your mercy. Visit me in your glory. Visit me, oh God. Lift up your voices. Let the keyboard go on in here. Can I hear somebody pray in the house this morning? I need you to tell him, Father, visit me, oh God. Visit me, oh God. Visit me, oh God. I used to pray this kind of prayer. Lord, let it be my turn for miracles. Let it be my turn to testify to the goodness of God. Visit me, oh God.
Visit me, O God. Visit me, O God. In these days, Father, let me experience the abundance of rain. Let me experience the abundance of rain. The Bible says the sun will not smite me by day nor the moon by night. Because the Lord is my shield and my defender. Lord God, Father God, visit me, O God. That's the only prayer we're going to pray today, that God visit me in the name of Jesus. Visit me. And you're going to tell him. The Bible says in the midst of the crowd, the woman with the issue of blood said, the Lord will not pass me by. Don't pass me by, O God. 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 Don't pass me by. Savior. Savior, lift up your voice. Hear my humble cry. Lift up your voices and sing that song.
While on others thou art called.
But if you're here this morning, you want to experience the abundance of rain, the first thing you have to do is just to give your life to Christ. But if you're here this morning, I always tell people, I don't call people out again, because when you call people out, they say, ah, that man preached, and thousands give their life to Christ. You've shared the glory of God. But wherever you are, lay your hands on your chest. Raise it up, first of all, so that I can see you. Thank you, my sister. Thank you, my sister. Thank you, my sister. God bless you. Okay, ladies, on your heart. And the church is going to pray for you as I say this thing, and you repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I have come to see you. I have sinned against you. I ask that your precious blood cleanse me this morning. I surrender my life unto you. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Write my name in the book of life. And let me be yours forever and evermore. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray and I believe. If you say this simple prayer, I want to say congratulations unto you, my three sisters. And I believe that God has written your name in the book of life, in the book of life now. And I know you are not going to be the same again. You will be the first to experience this abundance of rain in the name of Jesus Christ. For the next step, even before you leave here, see the pastor, see the counselor, and let them guide you so that you go through that process in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now for the rest of the church, one more time, if you're not tired, let's lift up our hands to heaven as I pray with you. Now, Father God Almighty, every hand's lifted up this morning. No matter who you are, where you are, I don't know who you are, but it drops in my heart right now. Let me quickly say it. You don't even want to come this morning. You just said, I don't have what to wear. I don't have what to wear. But you came reluctantly. But the Lord said, I made you to come. Because I'm expecting you. Who's that person? Thank you, ma. Okay, thank you. Thank you, sir. The Lord has brought you here for a reason. And I'm praying for you as I join my faith with you this morning. That this abundance of rain will not miss you in the name of Jesus Christ. It will bring a turnaround for you in the name of Jesus Christ. You will have a great harvest in the name of Jesus Christ. Elijah said, I have come to declare to you. I shall reign again. I have come to declare to you by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that it will reign again in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. As the Lord liveth, even before tomorrow, you will have a great testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. The heavens are open right now, and the gift of God is dropping upon your life, upon your hand. Receive it by faith. Receive your miracles. Receive your houses. Receive your cars. Receive a new job. In the name of Jesus Christ. We give you all the glory, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your voices and sing the song again. Say.